Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Okay, podcast while driving. I'm back off into a rehab, a bit of boxing and all that type of stuff, balance type of stuff, and just worked my way through a few issues here. One is one dictaphone's given up the ghost, and it's sort of got itself locked up, not been able to communicate with computers. So if it can't communicate with computers, the USB's gone, I can't get into it to fix it, because there's only buttons to press. Yeah, I've got to think about how you could possibly solve that, but it's, the USB's malfunctioned, I'm pretty sure that... So fortunately, I've got an extended warranty on these little things, so I should be able to take it back and just swap it in, swap it out, see what they have to say. I don't have to worry about that. That's one thing, but as I was trying to get the USB to work, it reconfigured and went to F drive rather than G drive. So, this is on the computers. I know this is really boring stuff, and just means that I have to get it to search G drive, then F drive for anything that's connected. And so that's just these two things, these the sort of low odds things which are stopping things going. I'll be back with you pretty soon. I have to stop here and then I'll be on my way, and I intend to do a periodic table recycle in my head. So we're back on deck, starting off the podcast again. Look, just to summarise where we're at, I'm off to rehab, and a part of all this podcasting is to torture you, in fact, out in podcast land, but also to get used to speaking and reading. I must admit, just after Christmas break, I'm sort of reading New Scientist articles and it's really crashing down. I'm not doing as well as I want to. I don't know whether that's becoming more aware, a bit more critical and stuff like that. But besides that, physically, I'm finding it, the weights are heavier to lift and all that type of stuff. So I think I'm going back slowly. Now, in terms of the actual software, the podcast system, I reviewed that I had this problem of a podcast unit actually failing. I'll have to take that in. And secondly, after it's failed, the repair changed its drive. And so I have to add an extra piece of software again, just so that it knows how to search the drives. And this is, in general, what you have to do when you're producing software, is that you have to keep on really thrashing it, sort of poke it out there and just chunder things through it. So that's like two things, like in rehab, I'm just really pushing myself on everything that is available to me. There's not an open door of social rehab, people saying, oh, come around to our place and let's do some conversations and stuff like that, or social interactions, but which would be fine, fantastic if I could, but I'm having to restrict myself to reading texts, memorising things, going back, checking my memory, sort of analysing things in general. Unfortunately, so that's the zone. And in this physical rehab, it's really focused on balance and coordination and stuff like that. And I still have to actually do the hard yards of pushing myself. And that's something I'm going to do on the way so that I can... carry weights and podcasts at the same time. So I'm going to have a head microphone set. It sounds awful, but it's really essential to get the cognitive circuitry going, is that you are thinking and trying to speak and do something at the same time. When I listen to people make announcements, I just put my daughter off to a scout camp. She's going off to South Australia, which is about 1,000 kilometres across and to the southern coast at Tailumbinder and the Murray. I know this area well because I used to do more. I think I've done 2 or 3 army camps up at Tailumbinder. Fairly dry, dusty place. Sandy soil. Most of Australia was sandy soil. Okay, it's not there. It's okay. Just checking if everything's okay. But listening to the cub leader speak, I was saying, oh, well, that's what I'm going to have to practice on next. I may get up to, Toastmasters. This thing is that I find it hard to actually think and speak at the same time. In terms of like when I'm reading a New Scientist article, reading it for the first time, I sort of stop and I start calculating. Oh, this is so many things, and work out their statistical validity of what they're saying. And so, this is one of the problems I have of speaking, thinking, and speaking at the same time. Now, one of the things I want to do is get back and relearn molecules and learn them in a more systematic way. I've got a general idea of what they are and how they operate, but I haven't got really committed to memory. Another thing is the periodic table. I want to be able to say it forward to the 108 elements and then backwards and then sideways. See if I can get it down track. Now, there are these sort of areas where I tend to skip things, say particularly if we're going backwards, I tend to skip the wrong directions and things like that. So what I'm going to do this time is just recite the periodic table while driving off to rehab. So it's hydrogen, so this is the general periodic table, said in increasing atomic Z number. And that's something I should actually do, is remember the Z number and isotopic mass as I go. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, scandium, vanadium, titanium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium. I've got that down track. I'm just trying to think what's the one up from arsenic. I'll have to go. Oh, yes, I know, remember what's up from arsenic. They're really odd ones, that picolide series, the nitrogen series. Okay, so we're up arsenic, selenium, or bromine. I'm just trying to crush in a car. Bromine. and coming around, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, hafnium. No, not hafnium, zirconium. Is that right? That doesn't feel... It should be titanium. I think I've got the two mixed up in that bottom row. I'll have to look at that. So I haven't done this for a while, so I've got the... If you can imagine, I've got bits of the periodic table where I know what's in the order and they're just foggy in front of me. Okay, so zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, iron, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium. Okay, I've just doing double checks in my head. Indium, tin, antinomy. That's correct over there. So that's another one under oxygen. Tellurium, and then iodine, xenon. Cesium, barium, Now we do the Lathard series, Lathium Cerium. Neodymium, Praseodymium, Promethium, Samarium, Europium. Now, I'm not quite sure whether it's Praseodymium and Neodymium or Neodymium, Praseodymium. Just in my head, I think it's Neodymium's the second one. Green Twin, New Twin, whatever they are. Or am I going to... Okay, now after that I've done Europium, Galdium, Terbium, Dysprosium, Holmium, Erbium, Thulmium, Yttrium. Okay, I've done that 14 across. In my head I've counted 14. Now it's Lutetium, Hafnium. No, Hafnium. Yeah, Hafnium, that's right. Just got a high neutron section. Tantalum, tungsten. So that tungsten thing is under titanium, so titanium must be afterwards. Okay. Tungsten, rhenium, which is underneath technetium. And then osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radon, I'm going astatine, thorium, actinide, thorium, proactinide, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, gee whiz, I can't remember, it's americium and curium, or curium and americium. I think it's americium and then curium. Then Berkeley, California, fermium, einsteinium, mendelevium, nobelium, lawrencium, underneath there, then rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, I can't even pronounce that woman's name, hasnium, Hafnium, hasnium, dramstratium, rotgenium, copernican. Something I've looked on my cover and I went, oh my god, I've misremembered this, but now it's now thoroughly burdened. Nipponium, flervium, moscovium, livermorium, tenesium, and miss my road after this. I'm doing fantastically, guys. Okay, tenesium and organisium. Okay, so I've got to go back and get the pronunciation correct. Now, a bit of a wake, I'm going to go backwards from 108 down to 1. So, organisium, tenesium, livermorium, moscovium, flervium, nepponium, copernican, Rotgenium, dramstratium, hasnium, I can't pronounce her name, bloody hell, met. So it's a woman, it's got curium and metrium, I don't know after one. But I haven't gone on to that yet. Okay, we're in the D block halfway through. So you can see that I've got this picture in my head. Bloody hell, I nearly went the wrong way at memory road. Okay, so we've got borium, seaborium. Okay, try not to get killed going here. Okay, everything's hunky dory. Okay, where are we? Dubnium, rutherfordium, Laurentium, and then okay, far out. This is bloody hard. Nobilium mendelivum, Einstein and Fermium. Californium. Berkelium. And then Curium and Americium. And then Plutonium, Neptunium, Uranium, Protidium, Proactinide. They're Proactinide. That's the dumbest name I've ever heard for an element. I really haven't thought of them. Thorium, which is an interesting element. I just can't quite work out what the difficulty is to make a nuclear reactor out of that one. And actinium, actinides, actinium. Okay. And then coming back, gee whiz, that's a hard one. Oh, okay. So that would be radium, and I can't remember saying radium on the way forward. Radium, francium, francium, then coming right back around to the radon, astatinium, gee whiz, what is the oxygen? Plutonium, bismuth, lead, thulfulmium, then yeah, so it must be mercury, gold, platinum, iridium, osmium, rhenium, tungsten, tungsten, coming back, tungsten, tantalum, then hafnium. Hafnium, which has got that strong nucleon, and then lawrencium, one of my absolute favourite, gorgeous, gorgeous elements. Then would be barium, cesium, xenon, iodine, tellurium, antimony, tin, indium. Okay, so we've done gold, so it's got to be cadmium, silver. Gee, this is hard. I can see that element, but I can't say it in my head. Oh, palladium for Palladius. I really don't know about that orbit. Palladium's after Palladius, a astronomical an asteroid. There you go. Palladius, rhodium, ruthenium, okay, technetium, molybdenum, niobium, zirconium, yttrium, strontium, rubidium, then krypton, bromine, selenium, arsenic, then would be germanium, gallium. Oh, this is so bloody hard. Okay, so we're on the home run. Zinc, copper, nickel, cobalt, iron. Oh, this just doesn't feel right because I have I said, yeah, I've gone back through all those technetium, so copper. Oh, bloody hell. So, where am I? We've got iron. So, I've said nickel, cobalt, iron, manganese. Oh, God. It's like manganese. What's under? It's like molybdenum. Or chrome. So it would be chrome. Going back. Chrome. Back. Titanium. Vanadium, scandium, calcium, potassium, argon, chlorine, chlorine, sulfur, phosphorus, silicon, aluminium, magnesium, sodium, nearly there. Neon, fluorine, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, boron, beryllium, lithium, nearly there, helium and hydrogen. Harder than I think. Now, unfortunately, I've run out of time to do the periodic table in groups. I do it in groups down rather than groups backwards. That will really confuse me. But it's really good because it's forcing me to visualise it. And one of the things I'm going to do is interspace the periodic table with the Z number, and then also periodic table while doing balancing it. I don't know whether it's thing. You know what's going to happen is that they'll say, yeah, if you want to do it, push across. It is sort of really important. It's been a big struggle in terms of that. I've had to memorize by, really study through distractors, burn out the, or let us start, tables. There's a large number of elements beginning with the letter R, or there's a series of surprising number of elements which are to do with astronomical bodies, or colour elements like cesium, which is green-yellow. The Latin for a green-yellow colour is cesium, like that, or indium for indigo, or strontium means as a color. These are color elements by Davies. It's really interesting to look at it, but I've had to really go on those, and it's sort of these things have helped learn it, but then they've gotten in the way in terms of trying to think of it. So I'll keep on going up, and sort of there's areas for me to try and memorize it for. Yeah, and of course, people say, look, we can do this anyway, it's too easy, or why would you want to memorize it when I've got a table anyway? So I am using that sort of thing, so using diaries to keep the memory of things up, keep on pushing away. Okay, I'm nearly up to hospital now. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.